My next guest is on the line. She is Sharon Spiegel Wagner. She is an actor, a singer, a director, and a writer. And as soon as we get her back on the line, we're going to have a discussion about The Road Home, the Miriam Makeba movie, which is in production. And we're going to be chatting about the casting of that particular movie and why it is that they have done what they have done. Sharon, thank you for being with me on Chai FM.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
So I know we lost you for a minute there, so not your fault, all good. We're going to have a chat about the casting of this new movie, The Road Home, the story of Makeba and Hugh Masekela. And when you heard that Cynthia Erivo is going to be playing Miriam Makeba, what was your first reaction? Was it kind of excitement, surprise, or here we go again? Where do you stand on this issue?
I think it was a more of a here we go again. I'm not really that surprised because you got to understand, like, if these things are going to be produced in that Hollywood kind of context, they're obviously going to use the biggest names that have the most global reach. It's not really about sort of being authentic. It's more about, you know, getting sort of the right marketing in it. So if you put a name like Cynthia Erivo on it, you're more than likely going to have a lot more people watch it than...
I totally get that. I just, this one, for whatever reason, somehow, maybe in the context of a Winnie Mandela and a Miriam Makeba, there are certain icons who are just so South African.
You can't sort of touch it. But I mean, the truth is, these are other people, non-South Africans, telling a South African story. And because South Africans so badly want to be heard and seen and sort of exist in this global kind of context, they kind of allow for the big, you know, for the big people.
No, I get it.
They give those stories away. And it's very sad. But the truth is, they give these stories away. Who else is going to reach those kinds of budgets, those kind of
marketing budget behind it? Who knows? Maybe they could have taken some local superstar and pushed her. Because, I mean, doesn't authenticity come into it at any level?
It does. It does. It counts the most, to be quite honest. But that's the most for people like you and me. In terms of the masses, I don't know if they mind or if they need that. They need that authenticity. Listen, Cynthia is an amazing actress. So I really do hope that she does justice to the authenticity, comes here to South Africa, does her research, does the things that, you know, interviews the people that she should. But this is all about, I suppose, this is a money-making game. At the end of the day, I would have preferred, as a South African woman, as a South African actress, to have 100%. Seen a South African actress do it, because I will trust her, you know, from the roots of where she is. But, you know, the same thing happened with Golda Meir and Helen Mirren playing Golda Meir. And the same thing happens with Blood Diamond and Leonardo DiCaprio playing a South African man. And the same thing happened with J.M. Coetzee's Disgrace. He wrote a novel, J.M. Disgrace, and they made it into a movie, and then they got John Malkovich doing that lead, which really, unfortunately, in my eyes, really bombed. I think that was a big mistake. But, you know, this kind of thing keeps cropping up, right? And the question is, who has the right to tell that story? Who has the most skin in the game to tell that story authentically? And I think at the end of the day, it's all about money. It's all about who's actually putting in the money.
I think you've been incredibly understanding of the dilemma. I mean, you've vocalized it. It is exactly that. And yet still, I can hear the frustration in your voice. As a South African performer, this must be incredibly frustrating.
Well, it is. I mean, it absolutely is. I would feel cheated if, you know, it's always that thing. There was Fiddler on the Roof that they did years ago at the Joburg Theatre. There was one of my first musicals. And me and Kathy Jo were the only Jewish ladies on stage. The rest, they were amazing.
It was commented on at the time. It was commented on at the time.
Absolutely. But they were amazing cast members. Don't get me wrong. Some superb performances by unbelievable South African actors, but none of them were Jewish. So it was really, really, you know, I don't know. It's who gets to choose. Who gets the right? Who gets
And then
the,
just going off on a tangent for a minute. I mean, I don't know. I watch these movies and I just think, I don't know if our accent is particularly difficult. I just never find it convincing. I always seem to hear that it is not authentic.
Not convincing. Yeah, but no, it is difficult.
They miss something.
Yeah, they do. You know, it is one. The South African accent is incredibly difficult to do. And Miriam Makeba, I mean, I don't. The Mama Africa. I really, I think that she's bitten off a massive, massive thing.
So Sharon, that's where I want to go next, because she wasn't just a singer. I mean, if she was, then like maybe this would make some kind of sense. She
she
was
was
like
an
a.
activist.
That's the
She was an
point.
activist.
That's
She
the
was. She
point.
was a revolutionary. I
That's
mean,
exactly it.
her music didn't only stand for the music, it stood for an identity, a kind of this amazing power that she had with her voice, with her music, with the stories that she told, were so quintessentially South African, so deeply entrenched in South African soil, that it's going to be an incredibly
I think the
difficult
ask is too
act to
big,
follow.
personally. I think let's just look at Makeba for a second. She was a political exile. She was a cultural symbol. She was a voice of the struggle. And I'm just wondering, how the heck is a non-South African ever going to understand the nuances and what is required from a role like this? I just don't know if it's possible.
I don't know if it's possible. Honestly, I don't know if it's possible. I'm not going to look. She's an actress, so I'm going to trust her to do her work and to do the things that she's meant to do and to make the magic happen. So I really hope that it is possible, but in my mind, it's something that I would even be terrified to take. Oh, do you know what I mean? Even in my shoes, to play even another South African person, you know, it's a scary responsibility. And I really, really hope that she can take that on. I do. I really hope so.
I just want
It's
to go
not
to,
just about sounding good.
I want to
It's
go to the
about.
WhatsApp line for a second, because I've had a comment from Roland, and he says the following to us. He says, why should it not be okay to cast a foreign actress to play local characters? Whoopi Goldberg played Sarafina after all, did she not? Sure, Sarafina was fictional, but still local. And while I cannot stand Whoopi Goldberg as a person, at least the way she represents herself these days, she did an astounding job in the movie. What's our response to that?
Well, absolutely. There's nothing to say that Cynthia won't knock it out of the park. There's nothing to say. It's just about that initial, like, wow, you are stepping into one of the biggest names in this country, one of the women that made the biggest international sort of, you know, impact. So there's nothing to say that Cynthia won't get it right, but it's a big one. I don't know.
Do
It's just I wait to
you
see.
think the converse could maybe be true? I'm stretching it here for a moment, but I'm just thinking, do you think the distance could actually enable her to do a better job? Do you think a South African could perhaps be too involved in the pain
No,
and the history and the
no,
pride and like ham it a little
no,
bit?
not for one second. No, sorry. I mean, for me, no. The closer you are to your material, the closer you're involved in it, embedded in it, you know, live it, you breathe it, you drink it, you eat it, you sleep it. You know, I'm just that
No, it's
kind of
good. It's
girl. I'm
good.
just that kind of
Good to
actress.
hear. Good to hear. Listen, what I know about Taiwan, put Taiwan acts. It's frightening. All right. So let me ask you a kind of a weird, wacky question. If you could choose
Go
one
for
South
it.
African icon or story that absolutely must be portrayed by a South African, who comes to mind?
Johnny Clegg.
No, good answer. Absolutely spot on.
Johnny
Yes.
Clegg,
No, can you
gotta
imagine
be.
the Zulu Blanc being done by anybody else other than a South African?
No,
Just wouldn't work.
no,
Just couldn't
no, it
work.
wouldn't work. Nope, it
Okay,
wouldn't.
and then a final question for this afternoon, Sharon. What gives you hope about the future of South African storytelling?
Oh, no, you can't ask me that. No, that's a tough one. That's like with a cup of coffee. That's with a couple of bottles of wine. This is a long debate that I cannot answer very
Okay.
quickly. I will remain hopeful. I will remain the dreamer that I am. But that's a tough question. I can't answer
Sharon
so quickly.
Spiegel-Wagner, I've loved every moment of chatting to you. Thank you
Thank you.
so much for your
Thanks,
time
Sam.
here
Thanks
on
so
Chai
much.
FM this
Lots of love.
afternoon.
Thanks for having me, guys. Okay.